When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And no, I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at the change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky.
Smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at the change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you want me to.
I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd.
There's no other guy I'd rather be.
I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky.
And dear listeners, you are lucky to be you, and I am lucky to be me. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, on a very exciting day, which is Tony Day, June 7th, where we're waiting with eager anticipation, perpetual anticipation, as Stephen Sondheim might say, about who is going to go home with those beautiful silver medallions named after Antoinette Perry. Well, our opening singer was a very talented young man named Tony Yazbek, who is nominated for Best Actor in a Musical for the revival of On the Town. And you just got to hear the wonderful recording, which is brand new, of this revival recording on PS Classics. And today we're going to hear a full range of nominees in various categories, and we're going to play songs, some of which haven't even been released yet, folks. That's the kind of gift we give to you here at Broadway to Main Street. Well, let us take a look at one of the main nominees, which is Something Rotten, which is a hilarious spoof about Shakespeare and musical theater and everything but the kitchen sink. It has a very raucous and showbizzy kind of fizz to it, and I think it will do very well tonight. Here is the opening number. So as we welcome you to the 2015 Tony Awards, I think this may be the opening number tonight on the broadcast. Who knows? But on CBS. But in the meantime, you get it. Welcome to the Renaissance from Something Rotten.
War of the Roses, Chaucer's tales, the brutal feudal system, holy crusades, bubonic plague, can't say that we've really missed them. So dark and barbaric, so dull and mundane, that was so Middle Ages, that was so Charlemagne. Welcome to the Renaissance, with poets, painters, and bon vivants, and merry minstrels who stroll the streets of London, a strumming their lutes
in puffy pants and pointy leather boots.
Welcome to the Renaissance, where we ooh and ah you with ambiance. We're so progressive,
the latest and the greatest, we bring it to you
with much ado.
Welcome to the Renaissance,
where everything is new.
Here we've made advances in the sciences.
We have the latest gadgets and appliances.
Our mugs are made of pewter.
Our houses all are Tudor,
decorated with a modern flair.
See us in our petticoats and farthingales.
Our trendy beards we trim to look like swallowtails.
While witches are burning and wars tend to start, we bring you moments of culture and art.
Culture and art. Welcome to the Renaissance. Well, our printing press has the fancy fonts. That's right, we're fancy and very literary, theatrical too. It's what we do.
Chicken.
What's he making?
Well, I think he's found a way of freezing meat.
That's new.
Hey, look, it's Walter Raleigh. Found a new world, by golly.
And he's brought us all tobacco. What a treat.
Also new.
And we have a list of writers who were always writing something new.
It's true. We do.
Like who?
Like who? Like Decker.
Woo!
John Webster.
Woo!
Ben Johnson.
Uh-huh. His writing's first rate. His acting's incredible.
Isn't he great? Isn't he great?
Everything is new.
Wow, the Renaissance. It actually sounds a little bit to me like I'm seeing a Broadway show in 1974. Anyway, the Buzzy Fizzy score from Something Rotten, which you are hearing today on Broadway to Main Street. We're looking at the 2015 Tony Awards that are happening tonight. The four major nominees for Best Musical couldn't be more different. There's the Gershwin musical American in Paris with its glorious blend of dance and song and a look at France after the war. There is The Visit, a very dark and dire but wonderfully theatrical look at a Dürrenmatt play by Kander Nebb. There is Something Rotten, which we just heard, and Fun Home with a score by Janine Tesori and Lisa Crone, which is based on Alison Bechdel's graphic novel. And this is probably the most serious of the lot. It's about a young woman coming to terms with her own sexuality and her own family history and her father's sexuality. And I saw it at Circle and Square, and audiences of all kinds, all stripes, just go absolutely bonkers for it. Here are two love songs, then, from our 2015 nominees. I'm Changing My Major to Joan, which is performed by the Tony nominee Emily Skaggs from Fun Home on the which you can hear on the PS Classics release. And then we'll go into Robert Fairchild, who's nominated for Best Actor in a Musical, singing about another woman entirely from the Sony Masterworks recording of American in Paris.
What happened last night? Are you really here? Joan, 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 Joan. Hi, Joan, don't wake up, Joan. Oh my God, last night. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, last night. I got so excited, I was too enthusiastic. Thank you for not laughing, well, you laughed a little bit at one point when I was touching you and said I might lose consciousness, which you said was adorable, and I just have to trust that you don't think I'm an idiot or some kind of an animal. I never lost control due to overwhelming lust, but I must say that I'm changing my major to Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan, with a minor in kissing Joan. Foreign study to Joan's inner thighs, a seminar on Joan's ass in her Levi's, and Joan's crazy brown eyes. Joan, I feel like Hercules. Oh God, that sounds ridiculous. Just keep on sleeping through this and I'll work on calming down, so by the time you've woken up, I'll be cool, I'll be collected, and I'll have found some dignity. But who needs dignity? 'Cause this is so much better. I'm radiating happiness. Will you stay here with me for the rest of the semester? We won't need any food. We'll live on sex alone. Sex with Joan. Writing a thesis on Joan. It's a cutting edge field and my mind is blown. I will gladly stay up every night to hone my compulsory skills with Joan. I will study my way down her spine, familiarize myself with her well-made outline while she researches mine. I don't know who I am. I've become someone new. Nothing I just did is anything I would do. Overnight, everything changed. I am not prepared. I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm shaky. I'm scared. Am I falling into nothingness or flying into something so sublime? I don't know, but I'm changing my major to Joan. I thought all my life I'd be all alone, but that was before I was lying prone in this dorm room bed with Joan. bed sheet, and my heart feels complete. Let's never leave this room. How about we stay here till finals? I'll go to school forever. I'll take out a dementedly huge high-interest loan. 'Cause I'm changing my major to Joan.
Moon shining on the river, come along, my Liza.
Please.
Breeze singing through the treetops, come along, my Liza.
Please.
Not here. Not with me.
Something mighty sweet I wanna whisper sweet and low, that you ought to know, my Liza.
Try it.
I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone so long. Don't make me wait, don't hesitate, come and hear my song. Liza, Liza, skies are gray, but if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See the honeymoon a-shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name the day. And the clouds will roll away.
You'll meet me right here. Can't a man and a woman just be friends? In America, they do it all the time.
I can be your friend, but no more than that.
You'll meet me?
Yes, but you have to swear to never tell anyone.
I swear. Oh, please.
No! Liza!
J. charming duet from An American in Paris, which you heard on the Sony Broadway Masterwork recording, which hasn't even been released yet. Go out and buy it when it comes out in early June. That song actually was been around for almost 100 years, and that's how Liza Minnelli got her name, because her parents liked that song so much. Okay, let's move to the big category on tonight's Tony Awards, which is Best Actress in a Musical. Every now and then you get one category in which everyone seems a winner, and there are three women in particular who are vying for the top award. Kelly O'Hara, who's never won a Tony, been nominated many times, currently in The King and I. Kristen Chenoweth, who has won a Tony, but not a Best Actress Tony. And Chita Rivera, who's won a million Tonys, but is giving the performance of a lifetime in The Visit. So we'll hear all three women. The recording of The King and I hasn't come out yet, but I'll sort of cheat a little bit, and I will give you Kelly O'Hara singing a song from The King and I, which is from one of her earlier albums. She doesn't sing it in the show, but let's close our eyes and pretend. Tony nominee for The King and I, Kelly O'Hara.
That your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you'll whisper.
Singing a song from The King and I. Another Tony nominee is Kristen Chenoweth, and what a role she has as Lily Garland in On the 20th Century. I saw Madeleine Kahn play it 3 times in the 70s, but Kristen Chenoweth does her own version of it, which is so slam bang and hilarious and funny. Everything she brings to bear as a performer, humor, charm, great musical chops, comes together in this performance. This is from the new cast album on PS Classics. Here is Kristen Chenoweth, and then we'll segue into the final Tony nominee in this category, Cheetah Rivera. But first, Kristen.
Pardon me, but I'll be late. I've got to catch my subway train. Pardon me, thanks a lot, but Mr. Jaffe, you're insane.
Goodbye.
Pardon me. See, I got my folks. What I earn pays the rent. Pardon me, and thanks a lot. But Mr. Jaffe, I'm content.
Uh-huh.
Did you really think I could do it?
Here, begin reading.
General Otto von Bismarck's quarters outside Paris. Enter Veronique Larue in her simple garb as a singer of the street, smarting under her refusal to give herself to him. Bismarck threatens to destroy Paris. Veronique feels her power and stands her ground with fiery pride.
Go on. Continue.
Okay. Veronique, she wink an eye. Veronique, the bullets fly. Veronique, she close her door and start the Franco-Prussian War. I don't know what that means. Veronique, the femme fatale. Veronique, the fleur du mal. Veronique, 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 Veronique.
I know.
She won't say yes, won't lift her dress. She saved the town, she don't lie down. She's turned the tide with fiery pride.
Chita Rivera as Claire Zakanassian in the musical Of the Visit. Will she win tonight? What a performance she gives as well. Very tough category. Best Actress in a Musical. So we're all sitting in quivering anticipation, perpetual anticipation, for tonight's Tony Awards. This is your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street. I'm going to give you an overview of all the big possibilities, all the big winners, and we're playing a really great medley of stuff that hasn't even been released yet commercially. It will be in June. I encourage you all to go out and buy these albums in their little plastic cases. Downloading is the greatest thing in the world, I suppose. Makes my life easy. But to have these records, these CDs in their packaging with the photographs and great liner notes and all this stuff is definitely worth the effort. Well, as I said earlier, we have four different shows that couldn't possibly be more different. Fun Home is about a girl growing up in Pennsylvania, and her family runs a funeral home, hence the Fun Home. And the very charming Sydney Lucas, who may be one of the youngest actresses nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Award ever, joins the company in a kind of 70s wacky salute to their funeral home. Come to the Fun Home from the musical Fun Home.
Fidgety feet, fidgety feet, fidgety feet. Oh, what? Fidgety feet, fidgety feet, fidgety feet. Say, mate, come and be my sway, mate. How can anyone resist that rhythmical beat? You will never go wrong, never go wrong, never go wrong. If you toddle along, toddle along, toddle along. All I need's a partner to make my life complete. Two more fidgety, fidgety.
What are you on?
Could never go wrong when you listen to the annual Tony Award broadcast here on Broadway to Main Street. That was the brilliant cast of An American in Paris singing about their fidgety feet. And there are some awfully beautiful, extraordinary, elegant, expressive fidgety feet in that particular show, directed and choreographed by Christopher Wheeldon. Beautifully done in that regard. Okay, so we're going to have to play one kind of, as it were, finale number from the musicals that are nominated this year. Something Rotten is nominated for 10 awards, including Best Musical, and it is kind of about musicals themselves. It's a meta-musical. What's a meta-musical? $1.50. I don't know. Anyway, it's set in the time of Shakespeare when they discover the very concept of what a musical might be. So here are nominees Brian D'Arcy James and nominee Brad Oscar inventing on the spot the musical comedy back in back in the Elizabethan era.
What the hell are musicals?
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops and the plot is conveyed through song.
Through song?
Yes.
Wait, so an actor is saying his lines and then out of nowhere he just starts singing?
Yes.
Well, that is the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. You're doing a play, got something to say, so you sing it? It's absurd. Who on earth is going to sit there while an actor breaks into song? What possible thought could the audience think other than this is horribly wrong?
Remarkably, they won't think that.
Seriously? Why not?
Because it's a musical. A musical. And nothing's as amazing as a musical, with song and dance and sweet romance and happy endings happening by happenstance. Bright lights, stage fights, and a dazzling chorus. You want to be great, then you gotta create a musical.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe people would actually pay to see something like this.
Let's just say it's a Saturday night and you want to go out on the town. Got a lady to flatter who might give it up if you don't let her down. You could go see a tragedy, but that wouldn't be very fun. Or a play from Greek mythology, see a mother have sex with her son.
Ugh.
You could go see a drama with all of that trauma and pain. Or go see something more relaxing and less taxing on the brain. Go see a musical, a musical, a puppy piece releasing all your bluesicles, where crooners croon a catchy tune, and limber leggy ladies thrill you till you swoon. Ooh's ahs, big applause, and a standing ovation.
The future is bright if you could just write a musical.
Some make you happy, some make you sad. Some are quite big, some quite small. Some are too long, some are just plays the song. Some musicals have no talking at all.
No talking at all?
That's right, there's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion.
Really?
Yes, really.
There's no talking.
There's no talking. And they often stay on one note for a very long time, so that when they change to a different note, you notice. And it's supposed to create a dramatic effect, but mostly you just sit there asking yourself, why aren't they talking?
Sounds miserable.
I believe it's pronounced miserable.
And people actually like this?
No, they love it. And what's not to love? It's such a delight. There's nothing quite like a musical. Oh, another vision. I haven't even told you the best part yet. Feel that fascinating rhythm moving to your feet.
What is that?
Feel your ass gyrating to that titillating beat.
Oh, are you okay?
You slap your lap, then finger snap. That's when you know it's time to tap.
Oh. What the hell are you doing now?
It's called a dance break. Apparently this happens in musicals as well. People on stage just burst into spontaneous dance.
Why? Does it advance the plot?
No.
Advance character?
Not necessarily.
Then why do it?
Because it's entertaining! 5, 6, 7, 8! It's a musical, a Susical, no, a musical with girls on stage.
A musical.
We've got snappy repartee, and the women are risque, and the chorus boys are kind of gay.
A musical.
A true blue.
Some musicals are very serious.
A big glittering musical.
A musical. It's a musical for us.
A big and shiny, mighty, finey, glitter, glitz, and chorus liney. Bob your head and shake your hiney. Musical. It's a musical.
Do a musical.
No kidding.
A musical. What could be more amazing than a musical? With song and dance and sweet romance, and with a musical we might have half a chance.
Oozahs, big applause, with everyone cheering for us.
That was the whopping rousing number from Something Rotten, one of the leading contenders for tonight's Best Musical Award at the Tony Awards. And it was fun to play that number because if you listen to the show, you obviously like your Broadway musicals and you might have caught a number of references there. It's a very self-referential show, and those last beats that were from stolen from Marvin Hamlisch's score to a chorus line. I guess you could almost give them a little exam, see how people do, whether they get all the references in Something Rotten. Well, Something Rotten joins An American in Paris, which is a gloriously choreographic marvel, buoyed by the eternal music of George and Ira Gershwin. And it's up against Fun Home, which is very cutting edge in the sense that not so much that it tackles modern themes about sexuality and sexual identity, which has been around for a while in musicals, but just a very smart, clever show with a great score by Janine Tesori and Lisa Krohn. And also, it's up against The Visit, which is a show that had been knocking around for a while, written by Candor and Ebb. Hard to think of a Broadway musical nominee written posthumously, at least by Mr. Ebb, but the ever-vibrant, still with us, Mr. Candor, come up with a great, dark, Brechtvilian score and a wonderfully conceived show starring Chita Rivera giving one of her many performances of a lifetime. Definitely worth checking out. So you'll all sit around the TV tonight and CBS and check to see who wins. But you listeners will know so much more about the Tony Awards for listening to Broadway to Main Street, the only show I know of that puts all these shows together for you and serves them up on a beautiful silver platter so that your Broadway enjoyment will be enhanced. I should also say that we have our June pledge drive, our challenge pledge drive coming up starting tomorrow. So please, if you like the show and you like what we're trying to do, step up to the plate and make a donation because it will be matched for the month of June. Well, what are we going to play out with? If you listen to the show often, you know we play Some Other Time from On the Town, Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, but this is that wonderful song performed by the cast of the revival On the Town, also up for Best Revival of a Musical. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that, and we will catch up, dear Broadway fan listeners, some other time.
Day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't enough. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we catch up some other time.
just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.